This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1763, Springtime Love and English Expressions. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
There are certain English expressions or words that you only use in the spring. In this episode, Lindsay and Michelle show you the words of spring and how to use them.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, spring is in the air.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. I love that smell of the air in springtime, especially the first hint of that when there's like a lightness, there's a warmth. It's a certain smell. It's very clear every year. What do you think? Like, what is for you? What is the first thing you feel when it comes to springtime or notice?
Just like a relief, honestly. I just feel, you know, you start to feel the days getting longer.
Yeah.
And you're starting to maybe switch up your jacket and you're like, it feels in that moment when you start to consider changing jackets, it's a very big moment, don't you think?
Yeah. Michelle, I feel like you should not live in the Northeast because it sounds like you really don't like winter. I really don't like winter.
I hate it. And it's so funny that you say that because sometimes I say, like, I don't know what I'm doing here. Like, I sometimes I think, like, well, there are other options. It's not like this is the only place in the world, but then there are so many wonderful things about living here, and then family is here, and, you know, so.
Yeah.
But I do hate it. And the funny thing is my son hates it, too. Like, in the winter, there was one day where he, like, couldn't get his glove on properly, and I was taking him home from school, and he was crying.
Yeah.
Like, he was crying. That's how cold he was. And he goes, I don't like the cold. Can you make it sunny? He said, can you take away the cold?
He thinks you can do anything because you're his mom, right?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, like, you guys should think about moving to Florida or something, or California, you know?
Yeah. Well, maybe one day I'll do winters in a warmer place or something. Yeah. But yeah, until that. But it just sometimes I'm like, this is so ridiculous. Like, not everybody in the country is freezing.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Definitely. Yeah. New England, I think a lot of New Englanders or Northeasterners, you're a New Yorker. I was a New Englander. We have this inner dialogue, this inner argument with ourselves every year when it gets really, really cold. And we're like, why do we live here? Oh, but it's so great because it's, you know, big cities, exciting stuff. Right. And it is. There's so much culture, so much diversity on the East Coast, but it's tough.
Yeah. It definitely is.
So spring, would you say that's your favorite time of year when it turns into spring?
I would say like late spring because I like when like you're a little bit more assured that it's going to be nice outside. You know, when it's kind of like back and forth, I get a little bit frustrated.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. But you must not hate winter because you like to ski and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, Colorado's really funny. Everyone thinks that Colorado is so cold. You think of Colorado, I think of cold and snow, but actually it's really sunny and warm here a lot of the time. It's just that it's the temperature swings so quickly. So I could wake up on a spring morning and it could be winter, like full on 25 degrees. And you need gloves on a day like that in Colorado because you'll get this intense frostbite. Mm-hmm. And then by the afternoon, the sun could come out. It could be 70 degrees. I've seen that happen easily. And you can sit outside and drink a beer. Mm. So it's a really weird climate here.
Yeah. And here did you ever feel when you lived in this area that there was no actual spring and sometimes no actual fall? Like sometimes it just feels like it's like cold, a little less cold.
Yeah. I think that's happening. I kind of feel that way more so. I don't know if that's climate change or what, but when I was a kid, I remember actual spring and fall seasons. Now I feel like they don't exist.
Yeah, I don't feel like they exist now.
But if they do exist, we do have some vocabulary for them, right, Michelle?
We do. So guys, we did an episode in the winter. It was episode 1711, and it was called Ugly Sweaters and Stocking Stuffers, Phrases You Only Use in the Winter. You remember that one, Lindsay?
Yeah, this is so fun. I love this little mini series we're doing, Michelle, on phrases you only use in specific seasons. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So today, because we are well into spring, we are going to talk about spring, you know, words, expressions. So things that we typically only end up saying in spring. So it's kind of interesting. So Lindsay, before we get into that, we want to remind you guys to leave us a review, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, we love. Remember last week, Michelle, I sent you a bunch of reviews. Did you have a chance to read through those?
I did. I love them.
Amazing. We love when you guys, you know, rate us, review our show, let us know what you love, ask a question right inside your review, because we do read every single review, and make sure you also hit follow on this podcast to not miss a single episode of All Ears English. Michelle, how often do we publish over here at All Ears English?
4 times a week. And that is a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact. It never, never, ever changes, guys. So hit follow. You can count on us 4 days a week. Okay, Michelle, let's get into this because I really want our listeners to have this vocabulary right away so they can use it even today.
Absolutely. Okay, so the first one is April showers bring May flowers.
Oh my gosh, I feel like my mom used to say this all the time. This is so embedded in the culture.
It is. And you're not going to say this at really another time of year. This is a very specific spring expression.
You're not, but I feel like in the Northeast, June is a really rainy month. So I would always say June showers bring July flowers. But yeah, it's really just this one, guys, you know, April showers. So it's kind of funny because we have these things that we say in these specific seasons at certain times. So if I wake up in April on a rainy day, I would say, it's rainy, but April showers bring May flowers, right? That's a cheesy over-exaggeration of the intonation there, Michelle. But that's kind of how we might say it to make ourselves feel better.
Yeah, it's like the optimistic viewpoint, like, okay, like, right. because I think what happens is like, you know, you reach March and you're like, okay, it's coming.
No,
and then you get like, you start April and you're like, okay, it's going to be really nice. And then it just like starts to rain. And then it's like, no. And so you have to keep reminding yourself to be patient because that good weather is really on the way. And then you can have beautiful weather at that time of year as well.
You can. And I know for a lot of our listeners, I mean, they come from countries where there are true rainy seasons. I don't know if we have a true rainy season in the Northeast, you know, in New England, New York City, even here in Denver, we don't get any rain out here. Never rains. But in, you know, countries like Thailand, I think the rainy season is something like the springtime. Like I want to say June. They have real, real rainstorms. So you guys are ready for this. You'll need this kind of expression. Okay.
Absolutely. So the next one is spring is in the air. And, you know, now that I think of it, Because they also, there's also Lovin's in the air, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know if one of these started as a song, or I'm not sure exactly how we started saying this, but we don't usually say, like, winter is in the air or summer's in the air. It's usually spring is in the air, right?
No, exactly. And I do think that, now, I'm glad you mentioned love, because I think there's something with spring and love. It's kind of a theme in poetry and poems and songs. In what we say, it's like, things are waking up. Our hearts are waking up. This is very much in the culture, for sure. Love is in the air. Spring is in the air. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking of a song. Anyway, I don't know. But yeah, a good one to just say, yeah, spring is in the air. The leaves
are chirping.
Getting beautiful. Yeah. The birds are chirping. Right.
Yeah. And I think it's true too. I do feel like people start dating more. They kind of hunker down in the winter. If you're not with anyone, you might hunker down in the winter. You don't want to go out and date, and maybe you get a little bit more frisky in the springtime, and you want to go out. That's a great word, by the way, frisky. Yes. You want to go out and just have fun and meet people. You don't have to bring a jacket out. It's just a feeling of lightness in your heart, right?
Exactly. So then what's the next one, Lindsay?
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way. And find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Okay, well, April Fools. And what would be the intonation? When would you say this, April Fools?
Well, it's April 1st, right? Yes, so, guys, April we're here 1st. In April 12th now, so we're a little bit past that. We missed it. Oh, no. No, it's okay. You would say April Fools. That's usually basically the day. April 1st is when people might play little practical jokes on each other. Oh, so it's kind of a fun and also a little scary day.
Did you ever have a really bad joke played on you?
Not that I can think of, but my friends were all jokers, especially in college. So probably, but I can't think of it. What about you?
Nothing specific. I do remember, I think we put like shaving cream on someone's car once, you know, things like that, especially when we all got our licenses and when we were 16 and 17, we used to play jokes on people's cars. Just, we thought that was funny. I don't know why.
But yeah, that's a fun thing that like, you're not really going to be talking about April Fool. I mean, like you could at another time of year, but this is very specific to spring.
Exactly. And we've talked about April Fools on this show before, guys. So just come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com, and type in April Fools. I bet something will come up there for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Michelle, what's the next one?
The next one is spring forward, fall back. So I think we've also done something on this, but basically it's this a way to remember the time change, right? So this one you also use in the fall, actually. But to remind yourself, like, what's going on with the hours, what's going on with the time change spring forward. So if it was 5 o'clock, it's 6 o'clock. And in the fall, you change your clocks back.
Right. And that's where you really start to notice that the days are a little longer, right, Michelle? You start to
feel. That's the best.
Yeah, that is the best. I mean, these days, you know, we're recording this in the winter and it's, you know, pretty dark at night. It's going to be dark at 4:30 or 5. That's hard. You feel like your day is very short, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So this is nice. And then I have one more. It's a weathery term, I guess. What is it, Lindsay?
Are we just putting Y's at the end of everything then today, Michelle? Dewy, weathery?
Weathery, yes. I'm just doing, yeah, weathery. Yeah, that's not a word.
All right. Yeah, so the word, guys, is, well, dewy. So it's dew, and then we add a Y, and that makes it an adjective, right, Michelle? Dew, D-E-W-Y is the word.
Right, so what is dewy?
The Dewey Decimal System? I don't
know. That's right.
No, this is not about math or decimals or numbers. It's about weather, guys. So when you walk out in the springtime, you see your grass, there's a layer of dew on your grass. And that's kind of, it's not frost because frost is colder, but it's just precipitation, or it's just, I guess, liquid that's come from the clouds and it's gone onto your grass. That's all I know about that.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Not
that
bad?
Was
pretty good. You like that?
Yeah. I mean, that sounds about right to me.
Yeah.
No, you're not a weather woman. I mean, and I think of spring when I think of like the dew. Like,
yes, the spring
I
dew.
I think of spring. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the springtime.
You kind of get it at night too, right? Sometimes in the evening you see dew on your grass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. So that's definitely something we would say only in the spring, not really in the fall.
Yeah. Yeah, spring. I think I hear. I don't know. I just wanted to throw that one in there, Dewey.
Yeah, there's it's definitely like each season kind of has a feeling for sure. Right. I think spring is a feeling of freshness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's yeah, it is great.
It's really good. So let's do a role play for our listeners. Michelle, are you ready?
Let's do it. All right, here we go.
Oh wow, I love that dewy smell, and it's a little warmer today.
I'm so happy. Spring is in the air. Ugh, you know what? I still can't believe you played that April Fool's joke on me.
Haha, it was so funny. Well, you were the one who got me with spring forward, fall back earlier this month. I totally had no idea what time it was. Anyway, the weather. Yeah, now we just have to get through this rainy month.
I know, but at least April showers bring May flowers.
That's true. We're almost there. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's go back through it here. So first I said, oh, wow, I love that dewy smell. Or I could have said, I love the smell of dew, right?
Right.
If yeah, you don't want to use the dew. Y. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll do another episode, Michelle, in the future on adding Y at the end of a noun to make it an adjective. That would be a good one for our listeners.
That is a good idea. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Why at the end of a noun to make it an adjective. Nice.
Yes.
Okay, so I said, I'm so happy. Spring is in the air.
Yeah, spring is in the air. And then you said, I still can't believe you played that April Fool's joke on me, right? Maybe I did something funny to you. I guess people still do this in the workplace, April Fool's jokes, don't they? They do.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think sure so. I think it's still a thing.
Yeah. So watch out.
Yeah. That's right. And again, you said April. I said April Fool's joke. But if I were saying it to you, like as I was playing the joke, I would have said April Fool's.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Perfect. And then I said, you were the one who got me with spring forward, fall back. What does that mean? What did you do here? What do you
sounds
think?
Like I like played around with your clocks or I tried to confuse you to play a joke on you.
Yeah. Or you were like, oh, you're late. But I actually wasn't late. You're trying to play around with me. Right.
Exactly.
And then the last one, would you say, Michelle?
I said, you were saying we have to get through this rainy month. And I said, at least April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah, good. Okay, cool. So this is good, guys. I mean, you know, spring is the season of freshness and love, I guess. I guess there's love every season, but I think of that. It's just the way that love and spring and the weather come together. So, so good.
Oh,
so good.
That, oh.
It's very poetic, Michelle.
That was beautiful, Lindsay.
Oh, gosh. So what's a final thought for our listeners? Any final takeaway from your
well
end?
Basically spring, the what I thought was, you know, spring is a beautiful, but it's a little bit of an odd season, you know. Yeah. There's just
it is weird.
It's a transition time. It's exciting, but sometimes it's a little frustrating because you want those beautiful days, you want it to be every day, and then there are more and more as time goes on.
Yeah, it's kind of a teasing season, right?
Yes.
It kind of teases you, right? It teases
a teasing, a teasing,
a teasing. Oh, that's good, Michelle. Oh, the puns.
Thank you.
The puns. Michelle, you're the queen of puns. Guys, if you love puns, come back to our blog. I know that we've done a couple of episodes about puns. So go to AllersEnglish151. Can you believe that, Michelle? Episode 151.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy. If you're in the app, guys, you can just hit search and you can get it right away. Listen to How to Make a Pun from Michelle and me. So good.
Oh,
so
good. Nice. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
All right, Michelle, this has been great, guys. Go ahead and hit follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode of All Ears English. All right.
All right, guys. Have a great spring.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.